Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning into the program today. We're going to be taking calls here shortly. The call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. You can also send in your questions. If you're a little shy and you don't want to be heard on air, you can send those to my email address, which is youareawakening@gmail.com. Also, if you have prayer requests, you can send them over to the email address as well. So we'll be praying for some people here in a little bit as well. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to open with a song, and then we'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this opportunity once again to help people and to just to be in your presence and just to take some time out of our busy lives and just focus on you. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for my listeners as always, and I pray right now that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have. I just pray that you would just bless them right now and just touch their lives. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this program, and I thank you for what you're going to do through it tonight, and I thank you for using me to do that. And I just thank you, and I just say namaste, and I say amen. We're going to open up with this song, and then we'll be right back taking your calls. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Shanti.
All right, let's go ahead and start taking some phone calls. If you would like to call into the program, you can do so at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and take some calls, and we'll start with 305. You're on air with me.
Hi. Nice to hear you.
Hi.
Hi. Michael, I recently met a young, he's younger than me by 9 years, a businessman at an art show that I was in. And I don't know if he's a scammer, a schemer, a talker, but he was proposing to me that he was going to buy land down in South America, which he came back the next week, and he told me that things went better and he's going to be building 2 hotels and an airport and a casino, and he wants to talk to me about doing artwork. Do you think this is real?
I'm getting a good feel about it. I think that your fear is getting in the way a little bit. But I feel good about it. I feel like it's a legit.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. So, congratulations. You're going to sell some artwork. So...
It's going to take a while, you know. It can't just build a
right.
a hotel
yeah.
overnight. It's going to take a
right.
while, but
it will take, yeah,
at least a year or two, especially if you're building
right.
an airport, a small airport,
right.
and a casino and a polo ground and all that kind of stuff. And I'm doing an art show in 2 weeks, and do you see me meeting some other people there that are going to be beneficial to my career?
Yeah, I feel like you're going to make a couple of contacts that will be beneficial for you. So.
Okay, for more business-minded people.
Well, while you're waiting for this other thing, you know, to develop, like you said, it's going to take time for him to build all this stuff and get this stuff in place. So, in the meanwhile, you need some other contacts. So I feel like you're going to meet a couple people. Business-minded people, so.
Okay, cool. Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and speak to Susan. You're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I had a question. My friends are here. They're laughing at me. They're going, oh, I'm going to be love last question again. I just met a man. I'm going on a third date tomorrow. I think he's nice. Do you see a future with him? And then I'd like somebody that I haven't talked to in 4 weeks or 6 weeks. He hasn't called me. Do you ever see him calling back because we have a little bit of a tiff? And what do you see with both of them?
Okay. Let's deal with the one that you have a tiff with first. I don't see him calling back. I'm sorry to tell you that. I just don't see a... I don't see him making the effort. I don't know exactly what's going on with him or why this happened, but I don't see him calling back. Now, the other guy, I do feel like that there's something there that can develop into something long-term, but it's going to take some communication. I feel like on his part, he's going to have to be open and stuff like that, but I feel like he can. It's just as if he's going to take that step up and do that. But I feel good about him, so.
Why do you think the other person's not going to call?
I have no idea. I can't see that. I don't know.
Can you speak to one of my friends?
Yeah, I can speak to one of your friends. Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
My name is Sheila.
What's your name?
Sheila.
Okay, thank you. Sheila? Okay.
What do you see in my love life future?
I feel like that there's somebody around you that's interested in you. Is that true? Is there somebody
I don't know.
Already around?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I had somebody, but he wasn't good. He was kind of toxic, and he's, you know, we
okay.
were back and forth, back
yeah.
and forth. I did have feelings for him, but I'm looking to like move on and find somebody else. So do you see anybody in my near future coming?
Yeah, I would say about March.
Yeah.
Somebody should be coming in. Yeah, you need somebody that is stable and not flaky. And I feel like that this guy coming in March would be that person. So.
Do you see him being older? You know, my age.
I feel like
what
he's
should
a little
I look
younger.
For? Is there any signs I should look for?
Yeah,
you know,
I feel
I
like
might not
he,
see
I feel like
somebody
he,
coming if I don't, you know.
Yeah, you don't know what to look for. Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like he's going to be younger, a couple years younger than you. Dark hair, very distinguished gentleman. Carries himself very well. So hopefully that helps you.
Any kind of nationality?
No, I don't see that.
Okay. What about height? Do you see him being tall, short?
He's going to be tall. He's going to be about 6 foot.
Okay, that works for me. Okay, that works for me. So you think in March someone's going to come around. So you think
yeah.
I should just give myself time to find somebody else and not go back to what I had, right?
Right, yeah. What you had is in the past. You don't want to go backwards. You want to go forward.
Well, we recently broke up. That's why I asked. I mean, everybody tells me, you know, that he and his family that he loves me. He just has a lot of issues, and I don't know if I want to stick around and deal with it because he's very immature, and I kind of just think I should just be by myself and try to meet somebody else.
Yeah, I don't think you need his baggage anymore. So you need somebody else that's going. You know, like I said, it's going to be coming into your path in March. So
you think this
okay.
guy that I'm going to meet is going to be have his shit together, excuse my language, and kind of be mature, right?
Yeah, he's going to have his stuff together.
Yeah, because that's what I'm looking for now. And it seems very hard to find, like, not even for me. I've just seen in general, you know, friends and other women have been having a hard time finding a guy that's kind of with it, you know. Mature and got his stuff together. They all kind of got issues. And I don't want somebody with issues. I'm trying to find somebody normal, you know?
Right. So hopefully that helps you.
Yes, that kind of, you know, I'm sick of taking care of people. I'm kind of a rescuer. And I noticed.
Right.
Reason. I don't know.
Yeah. Your mic got shut off for a second. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you just speak to Rita real quick? She's one of our friends.
Yeah,
here you go.
Yeah, really quick.
Thank you.
Really quick. You're welcome.
Hi. My name is Rita. I like to know what's going on in my life. If I could meet anybody, I have no clue.
Yeah, you should meet somebody in the summer. Looks like around July.
Okay.
So, I don't have any more information. I don't have any more information than that you're going to meet somebody in July. So.
Oh, in July? You think I meet somebody? You think I don't know? It's what's going on with my life. I like to know why. My life is going so much drama.
Yeah. You're just going through a period of changing and stuff like that right now. So I'm sorry that, you know, that things are not going well for you, but I feel like that's going to be changing. As you go into March, things are going to start picking up where things start working out better for you, especially with your finances. Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Mercury retrograde is at work. So I get people shut off and stuff like that. So... but we're in Mercury retrograde for a little bit. We actually, if you don't understand what Mercury retrograde is, I hear a mic.
Hang up.
Nope.
Drink wine, eat cheese and crackers.
Hang up.
Okay. That's what I said. Mic opened and I didn't push that button. Let's speak to Rose. Hi, Rose. Whoop. Ann. Hi, Ann.
You got Ann. Hi, Michael. How
Everybody,
are you? Speaking of retrograde. This retrograde's got us all going crazy.
It does.
It is. It's been a wild week. We had a neighbor just a few days ago came out to get in her car, and she had no doors on passenger, on her driver's side. And me a little worried about the safety because my car was parked right behind it. I'm hoping I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, I don't see any problems with your car, so.
Oh, good. Right now, I switched doctors, and I have a specialist, and they've identified some things that are going on, and I'm like on my third antibiotic on this deal. I'm wondering if I'm going to have any success with this one, and this doctor's going to, be able to help me more.
Yeah, I feel like that you finally have found somebody that will really look at this for you and get to the bottom of this finally. And the antibiotics should be kicking in and helping with this as well. So, I really feel good about this. So
you feel like you'll be able to get things under control again.
Yeah, I feel like that. This is somebody that you've been waiting for and looking for. And going to get to the bottom of this finally and make you on better and stuff like that. So
I'm also having something going on with my left eye. Do you pick up anything there?
With your left eye?
I wear contacts, and I've been wearing them for a long time, but the left eye keeps tearing, and then my one eye was starting to get like funny stuff in it, watering a little bit, and I'm wondering, is it the contacts? Is something wrong with them, or is it my eye? Or it's been driving me crazy, and I keep switching contacts.
I feel like the dust is getting in there. Dust particles are getting in there when your contacts are in there, and affecting your eyes. That's what I'm picking up. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to see how it goes for tomorrow, maybe leave them out a day or try a different pair and see if it makes any difference because it's really irritating.
Sure.
That song you play, the peace song, I've tried everywhere to find out who sings that. It is so beautiful. Who is the artist on that?
I don't know the artist on Peace Be With You.
I've looked all over. I Googled it. I Googled the words. I think that is just amazing.
I'll get that information for you, and we'll announce that next weekend, and that way you'll have it in archives if you don't able to listen to next week's show. So,
because
I don't have that information right now.
I could just play it over and over. I think it's so beautiful with so much meaning. Really nice.
It's our closing song. So. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And the other one about changing the world one day at a time, I haven't heard you play that in a while.
I don't have that right now. So.
Yeah, look that up too. That's a beautiful song. I love to hear it.
I appreciate you and I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Have a good evening, Michael. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, now let's go to Rose and get her on air with me. Hi, Rose.
Hello. What a wacky day, huh?
Yeah. Call it whatever you want to call it. It's just a little wild, but that's okay. How can I help?
I have a question. Lately, I've been smelling someone around me, and they're a smoker, and I don't know who this person is. Are you getting anything on that?
It's an older gentleman. I'm getting his name is Fred. So you might try using Fred to speak to him. He's a good guy. He's nothing that you need to be worried about. But I'm picking up the name Fred.
Is there something he needs help with, or he's just passing through, or?
Yeah, he's just a little lost. You can help him find his way a little bit. But he's nothing that you should be worried about. I mean, usually I tell people not to talk to things that you don't know what you're talking to. But he seems okay to me, so.
Okay, interesting, because I knew it was somebody, and I'm like, I don't feel like I know this person, but, I mean,
yeah,
it's getting more
yeah,
intense, the smell and stuff, and I told him, you need to stop that around me, because it's starting to make me sick,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you can do that. Just let him know that, you know, he needs to calm that down a little bit, and he should do that for you, so.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, it'll be an interesting weekend continuing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go to 404. You're on air with me. Good evening. Hi.
I'm calling about having seven married.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're breaking up a little bit. So. Okay, let's go to Debbie.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. How can I help?
I have a question. It might be more than one, the way that I ask it. I've been out of work for a year because I hurt my back at work, so I'm past the medical leave. And I'm a nurse, and I'm wanting to know what you see for me as far as what I'll be able to do the rest of the year. Am I going to be able to go back to work as a nurse, or what do you see in store for me?
Okay. I feel like you're going to be going back into nursing. I feel like it's going to be a slow return. But I feel like that you're going to be returning to nursing. I mean, that's what I feel like is your passion. I feel like that you really like that and you know, you can help a lot of people by doing that. So, but I feel like you're going to return to nursing.
Okay. Cause it's been, cause I'm still having problems with my back, so I don't think I'll be able to do what I did before, but I'm working towards getting better. So I just wondered
right.
if you saw anything.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to get better, get some relief on this. But like I said, you know, your return to nursing is going to be a slow process. It's not going to be like you're going to rush in and start doing the same things that you have been doing in the past. So, you know, you might be back into nursing, but in a different position than you were. So,
do you know about a time frame that might be in?
I feel like later this year. It looks like around the end of the year.
Okay, so I still have a little while to go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Do you pick up what type of nursing it might be?
No, I don't have that information. I'm sorry. I just don't have that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. It will be Karen. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. It's always nice to hear your voice. My question is regards to something that happened Friday at work. an employee who approached me very aggressively, and, you know, I was dumbfounded as to, you know, why this person is coming at me so aggressively. And as she walked away, I just heard these words that were so clear in my mind. And it was this, and the words were, the pen is mightier than the sword. And I was just wondering, why did that come in? It was just, it's crystal clear, as if someone was standing next to me and saying this to me. But I didn't know how to connect that with what just happened.
Right. I believe that it was your spirit guide that spoke those words.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just reassuring you that, you know, you were being taken care of. Why this person reacted the way they did, I don't know that. You know, we are in a Mercury retrograde right now, and the energies are just a little wacky at the moment for everybody. And especially if you don't understand what's going on, you know, it's even more wacky. So, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, you just stand in your integrity and stuff like that. And you're a good person. I can feel that through your energy. So, and, you know, so I would just mark it off as just a bad day for the other person, and don't hold any grudges. Holding grudges doesn't do anybody any good at all. So, but that's probably what your spirit guide is probably trying to relate to you through those words that they said to you. So, hopefully that helps.
It was just, yes, it did. Thank you so very much, as always. Many blessings to you, honey.
You're welcome.
Many blessings.
You too. You have a good night.
You as well. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, let me go check my email really quick. Okay, there's nothing on my email. So the email address for me is youareawakening@gmail.com. You can send in prayer requests, or you can send in questions through email if you would like to. My email is open during the show, so you can send those to me. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller. Is 402, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Barry. This is Kuleilani calling.
Hi, how can I help you?
I was just wondering if you could read into, like, something positive that's going to happen.
Okay. You need something positive going on, huh?
Yeah, let's lighten the mood. Let's bring some positivity full circle around.
All right. Yeah, I feel like that you're coming out of a dark period where things haven't. Where things haven't been moving as well as they should, but a lot of things are getting ready to happen for you. There's a relationship that's opening up for you, and there's also some kind of an advancement at job or something like that that's also coming into your path. So
nice. You know, remember we were the last time I talked to you, we had this conversation about like this black energy, and I was telling you I had dreams about the massacre that was over here with the Indians, and I felt like it was them. Like the energy, like, you know. So I went, and in my dream, I never seen Stanley Bear's face, but somehow on Facebook they had it there. And I was wondering, do you know if one of his older sons was murdered at Sandy massacre over here by where I live?
I would say yes on that.
Because, like, I saw it, like, there was a French woman there, and I don't know how it was back in the day if, like, you know, like, a whole bunch of militaries, like, they would have, like, the same kind of, like, you know, brothels or anything out here at that time or whatnot, but I just had this feeling that she left from somewhere, and that's part of the reason why the whole massacre happened. Like, this one girl, like, I don't know what it was had to do with her, but she was in my dream, and it was like a past life dream, and then I felt that energy, and then my son felt it, and then I seen the picture of the Indian that I saw got, like scalped and headed, and it looked just like Standing Bear, but, like, younger, like, same face.
Right.
So I just wondered, I don't know, if you pick up anything on that.
Yeah, I feel like that, you know, that you saw that for a reason, and that that person unfortunately was massacred right there. But you're picking up a lot of stuff in your dreams, so I would pay attention to your dreams and maybe write down some of this stuff, because I feel like it would be important to you down the line, so to look back at some of this stuff that's going on with you. But you're very gifted with dreams, you know, so I would pay attention to those.
Thank you. And
you're
blessings
welcome.
To you.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in tonight. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's go ahead and take our next caller at 404. You're on air with me. Whoop. We'll be in a minute. Hold on. Okay.
Hello, this is Lydia. Hi.
Hi. How can I help?
Yes. My question is that I'm trying to wet my feet again and going into the workforce, and I just want to see if the job that I'm applying for, if you see anything coming through.
Yeah, you should hear something by the end of the week. By the end of the coming week here, so you should hear something about that, because I see you going to work really quick. So
okay, and one more question.
Okay.
I have one more question. I keep hearing a name that's coming to my head: Delilah, Delilah, Delilah. Do you see anything as to why I'm getting that?
That's your spirit guide trying to communicate with you. So I would use that name to communicate with her. That's what I'm picking up. Yeah, so because the spirit guides are trying to talk to us more and more as we go into these new energies on our planet right now. So, you know, just be thankful that, you know, she's trying to communicate with you. But I would use that name.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I was like, I never had that before, you know, and it just came into my head, and I was like, oh my God, what is that?
Yeah, it's your spirit guide.
All right, thank you very much. You have a good evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to next caller is 978. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kathleen, and I want to give you the gentleman's last name too, because I know a lot of Joes, and I know no one he knows listens to Blog Talk.
Okay.
His name is Joe Di Donato. He's Italian. I want to know if you see a future for us, or us living together.
Yeah, I definitely see a future. There's a few bumps in the road, but nothing that you guys can't overcome. Definitely see you guys living together. So hopefully that helps. But like I said, there's just a few little bumps. I don't know what those are, but just some things that's going to come into your path. But nothing that you guys can't overcome together. So,
do you have an idea when we would live together? When this would expire?
I would say next year. On that.
And would he move in with me, or would we get a place together?
I feel like you guys are going to get a place together and have like a fresh start. like, you know, it's not your place or his place. It's your, you know, it's a place together. So that's what I feel.
Okay, I have one more question. I'm on disability, and they've sent me so many forms to fill out to see if I'm still eligible. I filled out all the forms, sent them back. I got something else today, and they said they need more information and to fill out more forms. Well, no more forms were in the envelope. I guess I want to know if I'm still going to be able to get disability at 57.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to get disability. I would contact them though, because we are in a Mercury retrograde, so there's problems with communication and stuff right now.
Yeah,
I feel like the forms were just not, you know, sent. So I would contact them and let them know that you don't have any forms.
I sent them everything they gave me.
Right.
You know, I filled out everything.
I feel like you're going to get it and continue to get it. So,
do you have an idea when I'll get the confirmation that I'm still on it?
I don't have that information.
All right.
So, okay.
All right. Well, thank you, and I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You have a good night.
You too, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and speak to 405. You're on air with me.
Hello. I was wondering if you could see me traveling this year.
Traveling?
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely see you traveling. Looks like there's a trip coming into your path in March, and then another trip looks like in July or August.
Okay, great.
Hopefully that helps.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Let me give you the call-in number to the show. Oh, hold on. And I'll give you that here in a second. The call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. Let's go back to callers, and next call is Sherry in Texas. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Do you see me meeting someone in this town?
Okay, I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Do you see me meeting someone here in this town that I'm currently living?
Okay, you want to know if you're going to meet somebody in the town where you are now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you will. Feels like about March.
Do you see my finances increasing this spring or before?
Yeah. Your financial situation should start getting better. Later part of this coming month, February, into March, you should see an increase in your finances.
Okay, and do you see me going to Mexico for my friend's wedding in July?
Yeah, it's going to be a good trip. Okay. You shouldn't worry about it. It's going to be a good trip. So.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Jay in Canada. Hi. Hello.
Hello? Hello, Michael.
Yeah, you're on there.
Hey, Michael. Well, thanks for taking my call. Hey, got a question for you. What's the energy like for this, like, first quarter of this year for, like, an Aries, if you do, I don't know if you do astrology, but just curious about it. It seems kind of interesting right now. Lots of plus and changes.
Yeah. I don't do astrology. That's not my area. but I can tell you what I'm picking up for you, energy wise. I do feel like that, you know, the first part of this year for you is going to be a little shaky to begin with, but I feel like that it's finally going to even out, and you're going to be in a better place spiritually by April. And just opening up more and more. So.
Oh, what do you mean by not kind of shaky ground? What do you mean by that, though?
Okay, what did you just say? I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Sure. No, what kind of, you said shaky ground. What did you
mean? Yeah, it just feels like might have a few problems here in February. With communication, you're going to have to really watch communication as we close out this retrograde. It could be some problems with communication for you, but nothing major. Just really watch the communication and stuff like that. You know, signing contracts or anything like that, I'd hold off until we're out of the Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yeah, I understand what that is, yeah. For me, it's like a good time for me to relax right now. So, in a way, it's opposite for me, actually. So, but I understand what you're saying.
Right. So, hopefully that helps you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Take care.
All right. I appreciate you, Jay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's go ahead and speak to 214. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
I was calling to find out, when do you see me having kids, children? Been working on it for a little while.
You've been working on trying to get some kids in on our planet. I feel like that you should be pregnant, it looks like, about June.
June. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I also have. And do you know what the gender might be? If
I feel like it's going to be a girl.
A girl. Okay. And one more small question. My brother has been having a very tough time trying to find a job for about maybe 3 to 4 years now. Do you see him getting a job anytime soon?
I feel like that something. He's still going to struggle job-wise for a little bit longer, but I feel like that there should be a job opening up for him later part of this year. Looks around the fall, around maybe October, something like that. Okay. Whoop. Mic closed. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to, told you, it's a crazy evening. That's okay. We'll get through it. All right, 646, you're on air with me, hopefully. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I am,
no problem.
I'm trying to lead a more spiritual life, so I'm wondering if you can help me to identify my spirit guide or guides and suggest ways that I can connect better with him, her, them.
Okay. Yeah, I can help you with that. You have spirit guides.
Okay.
One is a male and one is a female. So,
okay.
And I don't have their names.
Okay.
You can ask them that. But the way you work with them is in your dreams. Just when you get ready to go to bed, just ask your spirit guides to come to you, and they will. Because a lot of people don't know how to work with spirit guides, but I would work with them in your dreams. So
through dreams, okay.
You're gonna grow spiritually by leaps and bounds. You don't give yourself enough credit. You've come a long ways already, but So you're taking the right steps. You're on the right path. So just continue, you know, doing what you're doing because it's working. So.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Karen. You're on air with me. We'll be in a minute.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hello. I had a question. I wanted to find out if there was anyone in spirit around me. I recently, about 2 weeks ago, I went on a date, and there was a lot of laughter and music playing with my date, and then my parents' wedding song came on, and I kind of felt, my stepfather has passed away, but I kind of felt like he was in the back seat, like, or like he was with us in the car that day, and I just kind of want to know if maybe he's like around or someone else is around, because it was just like a really happy feeling, and I've been feeling like maybe someone's around.
Yeah, I feel like it was him, and that's why you feel, and that's why you felt him so strong. He's a very dominant spirit, meaning that he's just steps out there and says, "Hey, here I am." He's around you a lot, so and he was the kind of guy that liked to be noticed. Is that true?
Yes, he was very kind of loud.
He stood out
and
proud.
Yeah,
he stood out. And so that's why, I was surprised he didn't just speak to you. So that might have startled you a little bit, but, definitely.
Yeah, the music was kind of, it was their song, and it came out.
Yeah, right. So you have mediumship abilities. And what I would do is I would try to develop those. How you do that is through meditation. But you do definitely have mediumship abilities. So I would try to develop those a little bit.
Okay. Do you see any other family member around, or is it just kind of him right now?
I do feel like a female's around you, like a grandmother, energy, is around you, so definitely works with you. So I would try to work with that energy. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye bye. Let's go check my email really quick. Let me check this one really quick here. Okay, I have an email that came in from a listener. I would like to know if my attorney is going to represent me in my divorce to the best of her ability. Also, how will the divorce go for me? Definitely see the attorney working for you. Understand a little bit of your fears, but definitely going to be working for you, and definitely going to win the divorce. Looks like it's going to go well for you, so hopefully that helps you. So, all right, let's go back to callers, and let's go ahead and speak to Cindy. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. I have a home for sale. Can you tell me what I need to do to be able to sell this home this year?
Do you have a realtor?
Not at the moment. I was attempting to sell it on my own.
Okay. You need a realtor.
Okay.
Yeah. You need a female, actually. We'll sell your home for you. I feel like if you go it, on your own, it's going to take longer than you want to hold on to this home. If you go with a realtor, I feel like it would move a lot faster for you. It just depends on what you want to do, but I feel like that a realtor is your best bet to sell his house.
Okay, and you're saying a female?
Yeah, it's a female. She has
okay.
blonde hair.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, okay. All right.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. All right, let's try to get to the other callers here. Let's see. Let's go with Craig. You're on air with me.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
The question I have tonight is, I interviewed for a job at Chicago, and I just want to know, do you see me getting that job?
Yes. You should hear in a couple of weeks, if not
okay.
sooner.
All
yeah.
right. Okay.
Yeah, so
all right, well, thank you.
Congratulations. So,
thank
you. Yeah.
Thank you. I've been trying so hard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been putting in the work, so it's paying off. So definitely see that for you. So, all right.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. You have a good night. Okay, let's go ahead and take my last caller of the evening. Linda, you're on air.
Oh, hi. Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering what
no
you
problem.
See in front of
help.
In the future for finances.
Finances? You've been struggling a little bit financially. But I feel like that your struggles are about over.
Really?
Your financial situation should start improving in March.
In March? So you see
yeah.
when it – so it, does it have to do with the court I went through? Or?
Yeah, some kind of settlement.
Some kind of a settlement?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. This March?
Yeah, this March.
Awesome. Okay, and
yeah.
what do you see for me doing spiritual art?
I feel like that's a good thing for you to do. I really feel like that you're gifted in that area, so you should open up to that more and more. But definitely see you doing that.
Do you definitely see me? Because I was drawn, and I got a female angel around you when I was doing some spiritual artwork.
Right.
So evidently you got a spiritual angel that talks with you. A female?
Yeah, I have a female. Yeah.
Yes, I got her. And I got you with kind of like a beard and a mustache, and I don't know.
Yep.
Just
nice. Yep. I have a goatee.
Yeah, I'm just playing here, and I'm just. Well, I do abstracts, and people appear out of nowhere, and then just by your voice vibration, that's what I picked up on you. But
yeah, well,
okay,
that's pretty good.
So in March, you're saying?
In March.
Oh, thank God. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
You too.
See ya.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Got the beard. That's cool. All right, we're done taking calls for the evening. I do have a couple of prayer requests that I want to put out really quick. I want you to pray for Chris. He's actually in the hospital at the moment. Colton, Denise, Clifford, and Daniel. And also I want you to pray for my dog. I know it's a little weird, but... her name is Angel. She's having something going on with her left leg. I'm a little concerned about her, so I might want to pray for her. And my mom is going to need back surgery maybe, so let's pray that doesn't have to happen because last time things got a little shaky and we almost lost her. So she's up there in years a little bit, so... Pray for the show, as always. Appreciate it. and pray for me. We will be on air tomorrow. Time-wise on that will be about 3 o'clock. I'm assuming that we'll be on air at 3 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll look for you then. Tell your friends about us. Follow us on Twitter. You can do that by going to the Blog Talk show page for this program and just click the Twitter feed there, and you can follow us that way. I have updates on the show and stuff like that on Twitter. So as soon as I schedule a show, I usually post it on Twitter. So that's the best way to follow us. Best way to also follow us just is to follow us on the Blog Talk page. Stuff like that. I didn't give you my website address tonight yet, so let me give you that. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. You can make a donation to this program over there, or you can book a reading through that site. So hopefully that helps. And I appreciate you listening tonight. And we're gonna go ahead and close off. And like I said, we'll be on air tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll see you then. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.